Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Today, a U.S. appeals court hears arguments in a case that could decide what you can do with programs you record off your TV. At issue is a Federal Communications Commission rule that is supposed to prevent piracy, the illegal copying of TV shows. And Marketplace's Matthew Algio joins us now to explain. And Matthew, first of all, what would this FCC rule do?
Well, essentially what it would do is make it impossible for you to record a show digitally, like on your TiVo, and then burn it to a DVD or download it to the internet. Right now, broadcasters can imprint their shows with something called a broadcast flag. Now, that's basically a hidden message in the show that tells recording devices, you can record me, but you can't make a copy of that recording. Now, the FCC is proposing that all consumer electronics capable of receiving digital TV signals, you still with me?
Barely.
That all those digital TVs be equipped with the technology to recognize this broadcast flag. The rule would only apply to digital TV, which is a pretty small market right now, but over the next decade, that is expected to grow immensely.
Okay, I'm getting it now. So why did the FCC come up with this rule?
To prevent people from making bootleg copies of movies and TV shows. This is something Hollywood is scared to death of. You could take a popular TV show or a movie, say something on HBO, record it onto a recorder like TiVo, and then burn a DVD or even post it on the internet. And that would be an almost perfect copy of that movie. If people start doing that, it would really cut into DVD sales, which account for a big percentage of Hollywood's revenues.
Well, are people doing that now?
You can do it, but not a lot of people are doing it. It can take around 7 hours to download a one-hour program over a high-speed internet connection. So, as you can imagine, not a lot of people are willing to wait 7 hours to get an hour's worth of TV. But, inevitably, the technology will improve, and it will become much easier and faster to download this stuff, and that is what the Hollywood studios are worried about.
So, Matthew, is this like Napster, but for TV, where there's a huge groundswell of people agitating to do this in the name of free file sharing? Are there people in favor of this?
Exactly. There's a group called Public Knowledge, and it's really leading the fight against this rule. Public Knowledge is a digital rights advocacy group, and they say this rule would put limits on things that people can already do with all the TV shows they record in the privacy of their home and what they can do with music on the internet. Gigi Sohn is the president of Public Knowledge. She says the FCC is overstepping its authority here.
So it would prevent a lot of common consumer uses that people have become accustomed to with copyrighted works and digital technology.
The case goes before a federal court in Washington today. A ruling is expected by July 1st because that's when the new rule is supposed to take effect. And Madeline, in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're looking into what President Bush's European trip could mean for U.S. businesses.
Matthew Algio of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.